This has certainly been a multi-agency response. We have combined incident management teams between ourselves and the Department of Parks and Wildlife. Conditions have been extremely difficult, particularly overnight. The fire has been very unpredictable and has been fanned by huge wind gusts with a very little drop in temperature. Now we're continuing, and I must take my hat off to the emergency services personnel and the firefighters who did a tremendous job under very difficult circumstances last night, and we'll be continuing to address the fire over the next few days. However, despite our best endeavours, these conditions have meant that the fire has doubled in size and is now around 50,000 hectares. We have had a number of emergency warnings in place for throughout the Waroona Harvey area. We've got a number of evacuation centres operating, but the fire continues to be uncontained and out of control. Last night, as you're aware, there was a significant impact on Yarloo that has led to the, and these are as yet to be definitively confirmed figures, but it appears that we've lost around 95 houses, a number of structures within the town site, including some of the historical buildings, the workshops, some factories, and an impact on 70% on the demountable component of the local school, also losses to post offices, attend adjacent stores, and our own bushfire fire station infrastructure. There has been a number of challenges throughout the night with personnel, I'm fortunate to say there only been slight injuries to around three or four people. Sadly, we have three people unaccounted for from Yarloop. We're making inquiries with them at the moment. We've already held a meeting with the Yarloop community on the hall, on the Oval, and we will be evacuating them by convoy at around 10 o'clock this morning. 16 people have chosen to stay in their houses that are unaffected by the fire, but I will say that the town site continues. We need to ensure that the town site is safe. It continues to be an operational area, notwithstanding the fact that the fire has gone through. There will be issues in terms of power and water supply, and there are some potential issues with asbestos. So we will be working with local government and the Department of Health on those aspects, and we'll be ensuring that the community will be kept well informed. The Yarloop community will be going to Les Chenault Evacuation Centre, which is one of two evacuation centres that we've currently got operational. I would like to thank the community for their patience, but I would also like to stress that it is most important that they get a level of individual situational awareness. The fire is still uncontrolled. It is still very, very unpredictable, and people in the area need to be aware of their surroundings, and they need to ensure that they are tuned into and listening to the warnings that we put out. It is so important that people heed the warnings, and if they make a conscious decision to stay, make sure that they stay with a plan. They cannot rely, and we've said this consistently, don't rely on power supply, don't rely on water supply unless they are independent. Please take that into account. But I will say my heart goes out to the community. I know that they've endured some significant pain with the loss, particularly with the losses of the house and the impact that that will have on their general community. But we still need to ensure the safety of those people that are there. And we ask them, please, not to rush back and to follow the directions of the incident controllers down there.